MGM Resorts International President Bill Hornbuckle met privately with Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno in his City Hall office, with Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker joining in by phone, and pledged the company's strong commitment to the casino project that has been delayed at least a year and is now undergoing a controversial redesign. Later, Hornbuckle, along with MGM executives and Sarno, held a news conference to make public the assurances he said were given earlier in private.
We have not gone anywhere, we will not go anywhere, and we will be here through the end of this.
Sarno requested the meeting with Hornbuckle after MGM's surprise disclosure 2 weeks ago that it wanted to abandon plans for a 25-story glass facade hotel in favor of a more modest 6-story design. MGM officials have blamed skyrocketing construction costs for the change.
I am as disappointed as all of you in that the marquee of a high-rise tower won't be on the I-91 corridor. We are going to move the guest room experience up to Main Street. Many urban planners would tell you that is a better experience for the downtown corridor.
Hornbuckle insisted MGM is not blinking in the face of potential competition from Connecticut. The tribes that operate Connecticut's two casinos are maneuvering to build a third casino to compete directly with MGM Springfield.
Been asked the question, well, does Connecticut come into play? The answer is unequivocally no.
Hornbuckle said MGM will end up spending more than the $800 million it promised on the Springfield project despite the removal of the hotel tower. The casino is scheduled to open in September 2018, a year later than originally proposed, because of the reconstruction of Interstate 91 in front of the casino site. City Council President Mike Fenton said removing the high-rise hotel from the casino project takes away the wow factor. Members of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission said it is a major change from the casino project they awarded a license to in 2014. Both the City Council and Gaming Commission must okay the new design. Sarno said he is still reserving judgment on the proposed design changes, but is satisfied by the assurances from MGM officials that the project will go forward.
Let me again reiterate to you, the deal, negotiations, and contract that we struck with MGM and that was on the ballot, everything that we moved on, agreed to, will come to fruition.
Sarno said Governor Baker was on the phone for part of the meeting with MGM officials. Baker has been lukewarm to casinos in Massachusetts, but has spoken highly of the MGM Springfield project, believing it can help revitalize an economically depressed area of the city. Even with the hotel tower gone, Dan DiAlma, the president of the Pioneer Valley Building Trades Council, believes the casino project will provide 2,000 construction jobs, as MGM promised.
There is a lot of work to be done there, and the hotel isn't going up vertical, so it's going to be horizontal. So, I mean, there's still 250 rooms. There's going to be a lot of work there.
Monday's news conference was held on the steps of the former Springfield School Department headquarters on State Street, where MGM officials announced plans to purchase the 3-story, century-old building and redevelop it. The plan is to put apartments in the building. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said putting market-rate housing on the site has been the city's goal since the school department moved out 5 years ago.
We have a great deal of confidence that this project will happen much sooner and will be online at a timely basis.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the company is in talks to redevelop more apartments at other downtown locations. Housing was to have been built as part of the casino, but it now must move off-site to accommodate the hotel redesign. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.